Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is indeed a gorgeous sunny morning here in Connecticut. And I just pray that wherever you are in this world, that your morning or night or afternoon is just as gorgeous as what I am experiencing here in Connecticut this morning. Looking out through the windows on all the luscious green branches, it is indeed a blessing to be alive this morning. As usual, I am the queen of the empowered soul, and I'm so blessed to be once again your host for this amazing, amazing show. Before I get into my housekeeping for this morning, I want to share an affirmation with you. When I listen and stretch out my hand or whisper a kind word of encouragement or attempts to understand a lonely person, extraordinary things begin to happen in my life. And I pray that you will practice different affirmations that are just habits that you portray each day that enhance and add value to your life. And the more I give, the more things come back to me. And it is just an amazing thing. So just find out what it is special that you are doing that help other people's lives. We are up for an amazing educational segment this morning. I want to remind you to get your notepads and pens. And for those of you who probably want to do it on your laptop, just get that out, because this morning's segment will be jam-packed with information, valuable information that can help to enhance our personal lives and also our professional lives. The telephone number to call will be 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I want to remind you about the Vision Conference, which is scheduled for September the 3rd and 4th, and we will start with a VIP reception. And Our vending and expo hall will be open from 4 p.m. on the 2nd of September. So I look forward to seeing you there. Keep watching the website at www.visionweekendconference.com. And of course, you can recall that the conference will take place at the exquisite Heritage Hotel Golf and Spa, which is nested in the amazing New England town of Southbury. Well, without any further delay, I want to bring on my distinguished guest who's been hanging out in the virtual green room to just come and just impart to us her wealth of knowledge around computers. Of course, she's a return guest to the show, and she is by no means a stranger to you out there in Blog Talk Radio world, because she has a show of herself. And we are speaking of none other than Miss Computer Lady, as she's affectionately known for to us. And her proper name is Amber Hawkins. Miss Computer Lady, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dynamic Daphne. Happy to be here. Praise the Lord, and I'm glad to be back. How are you?
I am blessed, and I want to just express our condolences to you for the passing of your dear mother. And I'm happy to see that you're back in the reins again, doing what you do well, serving people. I know that it does not matter how grown up we are. A parent is a parent, and the passing of a parent is the passing of a parent. It is never too late that we say we don't miss our parents. You know, it doesn't matter how old we are. When they pass, and we still miss them as if we are little kids. So we want to send our sympathy out to you for that reason.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for all their prayers as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, excuse me. For those people who have not yet listened to your show, or they didn't hear you when you were here the first time, would you tell them a little bit about who you are?
Well, as before, my birth name, my given name, is Amber Hawkins, and I live and reside in Toledo, Ohio, and also host the Miss Computer Lady show on blogtalkradio.com/Miss Computer Lady. I am in my mid-40s. I am the middle sister of three sisters, and I also have a brother. My father, Walter Hawkins, and in memory, for those who don't know, my mother's name was Gussie Hawkins. She was known here in the Toledo, Ohio area as an educator here, but mostly in administration. She was a principal. My father, bus driver, well-known bus driver in the Toledo, Ohio area. I also have had my education, schooling, earning a master's degree in educational technology, human resources specification from the University of Toledo. A very close-knit family. My niece in college, my nephew still in high school, my sister, former bank branch manager of one of the local banks here in the area, now a head teller. I myself have had experiences from corporate through hospital to social service agency. I have a social work background. I also have a background partially in the corporate world as far as in the finance department, and also as far as human resources mainly, in one form or another.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Out of all of that, and also throughout, even times I was laid off, still have the dream of owning my own business.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
In January 1st, 2005, birthed Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC, which I'm president and CEO, and this year celebrating 5 years.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Yes,
thanks,
yes. Family. Yes. It's amazing the way you streamlined the introduction, because a lot of times people see we are so committed to community and they don't understand why. But
right.
as you introduce yourself, you could not be doing what you do now because you grew up in an environment where that was taking place. Your mother groomed the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Your father served the community through Quality Transportation. And
sure.
I don't have to know him to know that. Because I can see you and the service that you do, that if you did not grow up around that quality service, you would not be doing that now. So, you know, we don't need to go too far to see things that we can serve and do. And do it to the best of our ability.
That is true, and that's something that my parents made me aware of as I was growing up,
mm-hmm.
that however you can help someone, even
mm-hmm.
if it's just a smile, even if it's just a hug,
mm-hmm.
Fixing a dish,
mm-hmm.
whatever and however you can help,
mm-hmm.
do it to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do anything, do something. You
mm-hmm.
can pray, make a call. Something.
Mm-hmm.
It won't take that much of your time because
mm-hmm.
we all, maybe not all of us, but it boils down to this. When it comes to time, try to use time, which is most precious, to the best of your availability.
Yes.
I'm not saying don't take time to rest, but at the same
yes.
time, don't.
Quality
time. Very much
that's
so.
Right. That's
quality
right.
Quality time also involves in. Just say, hey, I just called to say hi, how you doing?
That's right. It's like the affirmation I share at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to share that this morning because I had an amazing opportunity yesterday. Maybe not an opportunity, but an awakening of some
mm-hmm.
sort. 4 years ago, I visited one of Connecticut public regional high schools. And I had my lunch in the cafeteria. But I tell you, Miss Computer Lady, that cafeteria was like no other cafeteria that I had ever visited in any public school.
Okay.
And I took the lunch I purchased upstairs. I dined in the teacher's lounge, but it was different. And I said to the teacher I was visiting, I said, you know something? I want to go down to the kitchen. I want to commend the staff. And she looked at me surprised, but she said, sure. She says, at the end of class, I'll walk down with you. So I went down, Miss Computer Lady. I expressed my gratitude, not only for the meal I ate, but for the service I saw them portray. And also the way I saw them interact with the students. And to fast forward, I have a local cable TV show. And I said, you know something? I would love to have you guys down to talk about what you do here. Because I say, I pray that every school in the United States could do a field trip to come to this school and see what you guys are doing here. So had them down. The two head people in the cafeteria came down. Two students came down. And an administrator from the Board of Ed came. So I did two different segments of the show. And I told you, Miss Computer Lady, the young man who accompanied them, he said on the show, He said, you know, some mornings I leave home not wanting to come to school. However, he said, I come and I go into the cafeteria to get some breakfast, and it's like a transformation takes place. Because I see these two ladies, they greet me, and I'm set to learn for the rest of the day.
Now that is wonderful. Almost a similar experience that I had with one of the high schools in the Toledo area.
Mm-hmm.
In which not only did they have a cafeteria, but they also had, believe it or not, a lounge for the students and for the staff,
mm-hmm.
which is very unique for a school because usually, you know, the students' area or the students' lounge or whatever,
mm-hmm.
if there is a students' lounge, is in one
area, and the
teachers and for the staff is another one.
That's right.
And knowing this particular cafeteria, they were both combined, and it was almost like not only a cafe, but also almost like a modern-day restaurant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
At one time, I was a substitute teacher, so
mm-hmm.
a lot of times I have to admit I requested this particular school.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Rogers High School in Toledo,
mm-hmm.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Before they rebuilt, they
yes.
had a very wonderful,
mm-hmm.
wonderful staff, which composed of students and had a mm-hmm. Teacher advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent service. Even the cooks were students, believe it or not, because
mm-hmm.
Before
they had
there
a
was
culinary.
Such as, yeah, before there was such thing as naming culinary arts were already happening.
Home ec it was.
Yes, that's what it was. It was home ec.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so to finish, 4 years later,
mm-hmm.
yesterday I visited the school. So, of course, I'm asking for some students, and the teacher looked at me and she said, I cannot believe you remember every student, because I was asking for this one and that one, and then she told me which college they went and all of that. So then I said to her, I want to go down and visit the ladies. So we had a break in between a class before lunch. So she asked one of the students to walk me down. So I walk in the back of the cafeteria because they weren't open yet for lunch. So two ladies looked at me and they said, can I help you? I said, not really. They said, well, what are you doing here? I said, I'm looking for some people who knows me.
Uh-huh.
And came round one of the ladies and she peeked around the corner and she said, Daphne? And then she shouted the name for the other lady. And they came around and they greeted me so warmly. And the young man who was standing there, his eyes pop open and his mouth fell because he didn't know what was going on. And the ladies looked at me and they said, it was just last week, we were talking about you. And I felt so appreciated. Then they said to me, please don't leave because we need to call central office to have the administrator come over to see you that you are here today. And out of that, Miss Computer Lady, I'm talking and I said, you know, we need to do a follow-up show because I had promised them I needed to take the crew there in the school to do the program. But all my volunteers are working people that comes in after school hours. So they call the media center person up. They no longer have a media course. But because of what he saw on the first tape that I did, you know what he said to me yesterday?
What was that?
I am willing to recreate that course. I'm going to offer the course next year so that you can have a crew here in the school that will be able to do the taping. So you can feature this school again and see what the children are doing. So, you know, I know we're here to talk about computers and everything, but I don't know why the Spirit have us going here for you to share your experience out there in Toledo, and I am sharing here. But this is a time when we all get up, brush off our skills and talents, and see what we have to use to impact the lives of some other people. So with that being said, I want to move swiftly into really the reason why we are here this morning. to get some knowledge about the tips that we need to have before we walk into a store to ask about purchasing a computer or whether or not we're going to do the purchase online. There are certain things you need to know that are much more important than the price of the computer, because I know a lot of people run out and say, oh, this place is having computer sale for $99. You get home and you don't know what you have. So, Miss Computer Lady, we are so happy that we know you, so we won't be one of those uneducated consumers.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. Thank you very much. Let me go ahead and quickly get started. A quick breakdown as far as computers are concerned. One of the things you'll need to determine is that when it comes to purchasing a computer, are you going to purchase a desktop or are you going to purchase a laptop? What I mean by a desktop, for those who don't know, you are buying the computer, and it consists of what's called a tower, what you usually place on the floor where your components of the computer are located, not only there, but also your monitor, or what looks like the TV, a TV screen, the keyboard, and what the device you move back and forth called the mouse. A desktop, usually you are sitting in one place and doing all the work. Or do you need what's called a laptop? The laptop being what you see as far as the structure composed of just a keyboard and you have the monitor, but they're attached together. Not that you cannot sit at your laptop and do what you need to do, but you want to move around a lot more. And you might need to because of maybe your vocation, because of a need. Maybe you are a small business owner and it requires you to move back and forth a lot, whatever the case may be. So is it a laptop or is it a desktop? Second of all, make sure you are, after you make that decision, getting the computer for you. If you're going to be doing just basic typing, word processing, small amount of email, don't purchase a computer where there are all types of gadgets, the latest software, video graphics, cards that contain all these games and all these very advanced programs that you're not going to understand. It's going to be for that person that needs that. If you're just doing basic computing, then purchase that type of computer. If you're going to be one who, let's say you are in the field of video gaming, video creation, you will need to purchase a desktop or a laptop that contains those features. Third, I highly suggest research, because there are many names of computers. Every name from Dell to HP, Compaq, and the like. That's all good and fine if you want that type of computer. But when you are researching, you're going to be looking at some terms that you might not understand. For instance, I'll just go basic as far as the letters GB, which stands for gigabyte. That is the size of the hard drive. Do you need a small one? Do you need a large one? Let me use a dessert plate and a regular size plate as examples, because I usually do this as training to try to help those understand. Do you need a computer that has a gigabyte hard drive the size of a dessert plate, which means you're not going to need one with a lot of space, or you're going to need one with a regular size plate? You're going to need a computer that has a lot of space because you're going to be doing a lot of work. You might be working with music. You might be working with forms that contain a lot of graphics determine that as you research and get understanding of all these different terms, another term you will have the screen. You might see a size of 10.1 inches. That's usually with what's called the netbooks. You might see a size 15.1. That's the measurement of the size of the computer screen. If you cannot handle a small computer screen, maybe a large one will be better for you. Understand also that convenience cost. You might not want to purchase a computer that has some weight. You might want a lightweight computer. If you want a lightweight computer, it's actually more of a convenience type of thing. And that's why I say convenience cost. I want to bring it to a close right now as far as when you do your research, don't rush. Take your time. Read about that particular computer you are thinking of buying. Does it meet the needs that you have? If it doesn't, don't worry about it. On to the next one until you find the one that meets your needs. If you're going to get protection, which I do say, and I do need to say, your computers must be protected, the warranty. Save up when you see the price of a computer. Not only save up for however the price of the computer is listed, also save up because there are going to be taxes on it, depending on what state you live in, when you purchase a computer. For protection, save up for that as well. The prices that you see on the advertisement is just the list price of the computer. It is not the total price. The total price is actually going to be the price of the computer plus the taxes, plus if you get anything additional, plus the warranty to protect it. And that's a quick computer buying 101 right there.
All right, all right. Now, based on your professional experience or experiences, do you recommend us purchasing a computer or leasing a computer? And I'm asking that question because you mentioned about the protection and all of that. So as a small business person or entrepreneur, should we be purchasing or leasing?
You will need to purchase. If you're not ready yet, I would say rent or lease. Mm-hmm. I say this because let's say you have an eye on a particular name brand computer.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get a feel on how that particular computer is first before you
mm-hmm.
buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest renting or leasing because if you are going to do that, then when you rent or lease, you're going to get a feel of the computer,
right,
how it operates,
mm-hmm.
what will be involved in setting up the computer.
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
you run into problems, how were they handled, whether
mm-hmm.
you handled them or you had to take it back to where,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got the computer rented or
mm-hmm.
leased,
mm-hmm.
and get a feel for it first before you buy. Because
mm-hmm.
maybe during the renting or leasing, you'll find out, no, this is not going to be the one that works for me. Let me try
right.
another one.
Right.
Be careful when it comes to renting or leasing, too.
Mm-hmm.
And even different places that you're going to do that, you got to shop around
mm-hmm.
as well for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, one, I can't name the name, but
mm-hmm.
this particular rental company, they know who they are,
mm-hmm.
they have it where it is free until a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that particular special comes about,
mm-hmm.
I would suggest getting that because the cost is minimal, very
mm-hmm.
minimal.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is pay an additional fee, and you can
mm-hmm.
get it, let's say, a month for free as long
mm-hmm.
as you return it back by mm-hmm. that day.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, when you're returning anything, you're list, leasing or renting. You have to return it back the way you got it.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
And a lot of people do not know that.
Yes, because a lot of us don't take the time to read the small print.
Right, and you have to take the time to read the small print. And renting or leasing, in a sense, really, you do have a good amount of warranty there after you sign all the papers and make sure you read the language of the papers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a big help. But at the same time, watch the amount of leasing and renting, because by the time you pay out and pay on pay out,
you're probably better off buying one.
You're better off buying one.
Right. So
which you are betting on buying one. But if you're not ready yet, I would say rent or lease.
Yeah, and if your finances is not there yet to get the computer.
That's
How often should we update computers?
As far as updating, I'll put, and this is a rule I usually have in this. If your computer is 5 years or older, it's time to get a new one.
Oh, all right. So you all write that down. And when we say get a new one, are we just getting, hardware, software? I don't even know the difference to myself. However, when you say get a new one, we go out, we get a whole new unit that has an updated hard drive, because the softwares are the programs that we keep adding, right? So when we purchase a computer, we are talking about a hard drive. You mentioned about the tower for the desktop. Well, the laptop is, everything is combined.
Yeah, it's attached. Everything is combined, correct.
But it's with the hard drive and everything. So, but when we talk about getting a new computer, based on my understanding, and I'm not speaking from the field of an expert because I'm not, we can get a new hard drive and use it with the same monitor we have, because the computer, let's look on a laptop, a tower is what is considered the computer, not the monitor. And that's a layman term I'm using. Am I right or wrong?
When it comes to that, the computer, if you want to use it as far as with the desktop is concerned, the computer is composed of that tower, that monitor, that keyboard, and the mouse. That is the computer.
Yeah, that's the computer. But
and it contains the hard drive and everything else in it, correct.
Right, but my question was, if I'm looking to update, and I say I want me a new computer, it means I have to replace all those parts, or can I just get me a new tower that has the new hard drive and I can still say I have a new computer? Or I have to get me a new keyboard and monitor as well?
When it comes to that, when you get the new computer, you can just get a new tower that that contains everything. But when you try to hook up the monitor to that computer, will it fit? Because when, and a lot of people don't understand, when it comes to purchasing computers, can you get components to update? Yes, you can. However, are they going to be compatible?
Compatible. That's right. Good.
If they're not compatible, they're not going to work, and you have a lot of problems.
Exactly. Good. So I got the answer I needed. And I wanted the people to understand, because a lot of times people do just that. They go into a store and they shop on impulse. And they look around at that price tag have closed out on it. The price look good and they go home with it. And you hear them say, oh, I have me a new computer. But just for the same reason you just mentioned, things aren't working together because they are not compatible. So I asked that question and you answered it just the way I needed the listeners to understand, because I've experienced that with a lot of people. You go to their places and they have towers and they have computers and everything because they bought it as a closeout, not doing the research, not understanding the compatibility and all of that. And it's just another thing stuck in the corner on the desk. And you can see that they have done that repeatedly and they cannot use it for the same reasons that you mentioned. And I'm so excited that you spent time and taught us about the research. The research is important because, you know, when it comes to appliances for our businesses, we need to invest as much time just as the amount of money we are investing. Because we don't want things to be breaking down on us and we're not getting the service. So we have to invest time in the research. So thank you for reinforcing that.
You're welcome. And you have to think of it as an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it
that's
is
what it is. And new to you, let me add, can also be one that is what's called a refurbished computer.
Mm-hmm.
As long
mm-hmm.
as you get it from a reputable company.
Yes, that you're reading my mind because that was going to be one of my questions because a lot of people do the refurbishing, and how can we research a refurbish to make sure we are getting something that's usable?
When you're seeking out one from either a company that specializes in refurbished computers or a company that not only sells new but refurbished computers, check out that company.
Mm-hmm.
Check out that place of business.
Yeah, like with the Better Business Bureau or something. How do we check
exactly
them out?
That's one of the ways with the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
Let's say you see someone and they purchased their computer. Ask where did they buy it.
Word of mouth. Yep.
Word of mouth.
People will tell you everything.
Oh, believe me, word of mouth will say a lot, and for a good number of us who are entrepreneurs, we want the word of mouth to be of a positive note, not of
a negative note.
That's right. You also have to have where, let's say you look in the paper and you see this company. Has there been any write-ups regarding that company?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people might say, well, why is research involved in a lot of this? Research is involved in a lot of this because you are making an investment.
Exactly.
You want your money's worth.
Exactly.
No matter what it is, although the focus is on computers, I will go in general sense, no matter what it is, make sure you do your research.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to computers, especially computers, because you see, this is the world of technology, and this is worldwide.
Mm. Exactly.
And technology changes every day. I mean, technology is changing right now
while we are here speaking.
Yes.
That's right. So, Miss Computer Lady, I know we're talking about the tips of purchasing the computer. However, we are looking for the listeners to be well-informed, educated consumers. So for an entrepreneur, a small business person that is going out there to invest in their first PC, and PC is personal computer for those who are listening, and they're probably not accustomed to the lingo, what are some of the things that they ought to have in there? I know you mentioned about not getting all the gadgets and everything, but how can they be sure when they go into that store? Help them to create a list to walk in with, because you know the salespeople, they are going to try to pile everything else onto the top of the cake that's not needed. So help them to create a list to go in with.
Okay. You need to go in a list of what you need as far as a computer. If your list includes the following, it'll be very helpful. I would like to go in and purchase a computer. Let me take this example. I want a desktop that has the following software programs that I need. I need Microsoft Word. I need to have a computer where I'm capable of doing email. I need to have a computer that also contains such programs as Excel, Access, or the like. I need to also have, as part of this computer, a software program where I am able to download pictures and listen to music. This is the price range that I'm working with. And also, I would need to know what are any additional costs. If there is a warranty I would like to purchase, how much is the warranty and what does that warranty cover? Now, for a lot of people saying, is that my list? Yes, that is your list, because you want to come to these salespersons who are people too. They're just trying to do their jobs. But you want to come in as a consumer saying, I know what I want. This is what I'm working with, and my time is precious as far as this is concerned. Now, what do you have? Do you have what will meet my needs?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, then probably I will need to go somewhere else. But
that's
if
right.
You would like to keep me as a customer, do you have anything that may not meet my exact needs but will come close? Because the one thing that store does not want to do is lose a customer. Because when they lose a customer, not being mean, but just being honest, because this is business, that's money walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to keep that money in the door? How are you going to keep that money in the store instead of walking out the door? Because that you're a person, but that's how you're viewed at the store. You're viewed as the dollar sign walking out instead of the dollar sign staying in. So that is, in layman's terms, your list.
Okay. I don't know how much time else you have.
I have about another 2-3 minutes.
Oops, oh boy, so we can't get any questions.
But I would like to come back.
All right. Well, you know, we have down the road, and we will be sure to have you back. So I thank you, because I think you have your show you got to get on. I thank you. Just tell the people how to get in touch with you. And we look forward to having you back. And we need to talk about the conference, because I think I didn't send you that information. So.
Okay, that'll be fine. And I thank you, and I'll be glad to come back. Let me quickly mention the company is Your Computer Needs of Toledo, LLC. The website address, www.yourcomputerneeds.net. The regular spelling of your, Y-O-U-R, computer, C-O-M-P-U-T-E-R, N as in Nancy, E-E, D as in David, S as in Sam, .net. The contact number, 419-729-2056. I'll repeat that again, 419-729-2056, which is also the fax number.
All right.
If you cannot remember that, you can go to yourcomputerneeds.net, click on the Contact Us link, fill out the info, and it will come right to my email in case anybody wants to email any questions. And the phone number I left, that's also the fax number, in case anybody wants to fax to me any questions.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Miss Computer Lady, for helping us to be more educated, well-informed consumers. So we are not just going to go out there and look for the closeout signs with the dollar, but we know to create a list to go in. So we can shop with, so we can really get our money's worth. We can get value for what we are spending. keep doing God's work, my sister, and thank you again.
All right. Thank you again. Have a blessed day, and have a blessed day, everyone. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was Miss Computer Lady, and she was just helping us to understand some of the tips to walk in the store with, and some of the things she mentioned. You need a desktop, and that desktop, if you decide you're going to go with a desktop, but even if you have a laptop, that laptop needs to have the same things. We need to have Microsoft Word. We need to be able to have the ability to send email. We need an Excel program. We need to be able to download pictures and music. And we need to find out if there are any of these programs, do they come with an additional cost? We also need to inquire about the warranty and how much is that warranty costing extra and how long does the warranty last. So ask these questions. Be well informed when we get in there so that you're not just spending your money and go home with a lot of stuff that you do not know how to use. So, yes, you will be hanging with me for the remaining time on the show. I am going to be working with you this morning on committing to your dreams from one of my favorite book, Do It, Let's Get Off Our Butts, because you know there's a lot of butters out there. So we're going to be working with you this morning for the remainder of the show. I want to encourage you that you can call me. The number is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. I want to remind you that next Wednesday, June 2nd, we will be joined by Jennifer Sertle and her co-author of their book. Follow the blog. We're going to have that up there. I also want to encourage you to please support me. Visit my blog, queenoftheempoweredsoul.blogspot.com. So check out my blog, send me an email, leave me a remark or a comment about my blog. And for the conference, the Vision Weekend Conference 2010 will take place on September the 2nd through the 4th. We are going to begin with our expo opening at 4 p.m. Our registration starts at 3. Our vendors come in 8 o'clock on the 2nd of September. They set up, and we will be ready for business at 4 p.m. We'll start off with the VIP reception that night, and then we are going to go into 2 full days of the Vision Weekend Conference. And we have some of the most amazing speakers. We are still negotiating with some gurus of entrepreneurship who has vested over 40 years to turn around across the world the outlook on entrepreneurs. We have some new programs that we will be launching there at the Vision Conference to just help us to really harness that success that we all deserve. So, again, the website is visionweekendconference.com. Check it out so you can register. If you are interested in having a group of 10 or more come to the conference, you can call us at 203-885-9434, 718-753-0244, 860-355-9838. That's for the people who are looking to get a group rating. You call us and we will tell you what the group is per person. And also, I want to encourage you to visit the show page here, which is blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson, and mark the show favorite. This way you will be kept informed of the different guests that we are having or whatever topic we are discussing. I'm looking to do some segments on honoring honor your calling. And as entrepreneurs, that's what we do every day. Honor that calling and passion that lies within us. So visit the site again, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson, and mark the show favorite so you can be kept informed of what we are doing here on the A New Day show. So, as I promised, I want to work with you this morning about committing to your dreams. We all have dreams. We all have vision. And we need to spend time and to commit with them. And the authors, they write, perhaps you have noticed that we haven't yet asked you to commit to your dream. This is because when we commit to something and we really mean it, the measure hits the fan, the manure hits the fan, and the fan is running. Before asking you to commit, we want you to understand this process and offer some suggestions on how to use the manure as fertilizer rather than pollution. Most people don't know much about this process because most people don't keep most of their agreements. Most people add a silent, unconscious, modifying phrase to all their commitments as long as it's not uncomfortable. What most people don't realize is that discomfort is one of the values of commitment. One of the reasons for making a commitment in the first place. Within us is an automatic goal fulfillment mechanism. When we commit to something, we are telling the goal full mechanism, I want this. The goal fill mechanism says, fine. I'll arrange for that, and it does. Among the things it uses, individually or collectively, are: it looks to see what the lessons are we must learn in order to have our goal. Then it arranges for those lessons. Sometimes these lessons come in pleasant ways. We notice an article on what we need to know in a magazine. A conversation with a friend reveals something to us. A song on the radio has a line that tells us something important. At other times, the lessons are unpleasant. Someone we must listen to, a boss, for example, tells us in no uncertain terms that we need to know, or we get sick and the doctor tells us that we need to do or else. The goal fulfillment mechanism sees what is in the way of our having what we want and removes it again. Sometimes we can be pleasant. If the goal is a new car, someone offers us a great price for our old car, or unpleasant, our car is stolen, totaled, or breaks down altogether. Never take a solemn oath. People think you mean it. That's Norman Douglas. When people don't understand that being uncomfortable is a process, they use the discomfort as a reason to not to do. Then they don't get what they want. We must learn to tolerate discomfort in order to grow. This process of growth is known as grist for the mill. When making flour in an old stone mill, it is necessary to add gravel to the wheat before grinding it. The gravel is known as grist. The small gravel that make up the grist rub against the grain as the mill wheel passes over them. The friction causes the wheat to be ground into a fine powder. If it wasn't for the grist, the wheat would only be crushed. To grind wheat fine enough for flour requires grist. After the grinding, the grist is sifted out and only the flour remains. When we commit to something, the automatic goal fulfillment mechanism throws grist in our mill. It's all designed to give us our goal. If we don't understand the process, however, we protest. Why are you throwing gravel in with my wheat? Stop that. The dutiful miller uses no grist, and we wind up with crushed wheat. This isn't what I wanted. I wanted flour. When we order flour, we must be prepared for grist in our mill. One must become an eager learner. Whatever comes along, look for the lesson. Assume it's for your good, no matter how bad it seems. No, there's no need to turn out and invite disaster, just as one doesn't have to bring gravel to the mill. The necessary experiences will take place. Our job is not to seek them, but to learn from the ones that are presented to us. If you never want to see a man again, say, I love you. I want to marry you. I want to have children. They leave skid marks. And that's from a quote from Rita Rudner. Maxwell Maltz explains the process this way. Your automatic creative mechanism operates in terms of goals and end results. Once you give it a definite goal to achieve, you can depend on its automatic guidance system to take you to what, to that goal, much better than you ever could by conscious thought. Yes, just give a minute. We have a caller. And welcome to the caller. Caller, good morning. You're on the air. Would you tell us your name and where you're calling from, please?
I'm Andre, calling from Miami, Florida.
Good morning, Andre. Welcome to the show.
Yes, can I ask you a question, though, about Blog Talk Radio? Do you mind?
I beg your pardon?
Can I ask a question about Blog Talk Radio?
I am not sure if I can answer. I can probably answer about the show, but you can go ahead.
Yes. How do you extend your show? Like from about 2 hours or more?
I think it depends on whether you are a free radio person or you are a premium or you are a premium plus.
So when you're a premium, you get more minutes?
No, because premium and premium plus are paid slots. Are you a paid host? Are you a host on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, I'm a host, but I'm a free host.
Okay, so then you would need to go to where it says help tips for hosts and read and see what the specifications are.
I only can go like about 1 hour or so. That's all.
And maybe that is what is allowed because you're a free host. It sounds to me, Andre, as if you would need to update, or you probably need to send an email to Blog Talk and to let them know what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are very welcome.
And where are you from?
I am hosting out of Connecticut. I am originally from Jamaica, West Indies.
Great. That's where I'm from, too.
Ah, so where are you now?
I'm in Miami, Florida.
Ah, what part of Jamaica are you from?
Kingston.
Ah, I'm from Westmoreland.
Did you hear about the incident in Kingston, Jamaica, where 44 persons are now dead?
How many people?
44 civilians.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was, just last night, I was speaking to my friend in Miami about that. So we just have to pump the volume up for the priors and just pray for the Holy Spirit to enter into Jamaica right now and to just restore the island. And I just want to ask God to send all his angels right now to Jamaica and to just enter into the turmoil that is happening there right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know that God has the power to restore. Speak peace. Speak healing into that country right now in the name of Jesus. And we are just going to believe for that, Andre.
Yes. How long have you been in Connecticut?
I've been in Connecticut since the early 90s. I've been in the United States since the early 80s.
Wow, great. Have you been back to your country?
Oh, yes. I've been back on numerous times. Yes. Yes, I'm getting ready to start doing some work out there. So I'm just waiting on the leading of the Holy Spirit. What's the name of your show?
It's OZFM.
Say that again.
OZFM.
OZFM. Okay. So you should visit my show page, mark it favorite, and, you know, visit it, listen it, and give me some feedback. What's the focus of your show on?
I deal with entertainment most
of all. Oh, tell me more about that. So, do you consider yourself an entrepreneur?
Yes.
Ah, because my show here, the New Day Show, the focus and the goal of it is for the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. In September, September 2nd through the 4th, we are doing a Vision Weekend conference for entrepreneurs and small business people. So we need to connect. Maybe you could get a group of people from Florida to come up to that conference. It's going to be an amazing, amazing conference.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm hearing you.
Oh, yeah, I'm just telling you. So I don't know if you're on in the chat room, but I want to know you're not. But the website for the conference is visionweekendconference.com.
Okay, great.
So how long have you had your show?
For about 2 months or so, 3 months.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations. Why did you start the show?
I started this show because I want to get more experience as I will be going into the field of journalism.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So,
have you been doing? Go ahead.
Well, I did traditional radio for 2 years, and I March of 2009, I started Blog Talk. So I celebrated this past March. I celebrated my 1 year anniversary here on Blog Talk.
What time do you normally do your show?
My shows are on Wednesday mornings, between 10 and 12 a.m. Eastern time, and occasionally, if you sign up on my show to be a friend and mark my show favorite. It tells you when I have a show, because tomorrow, tomorrow at 3:30, I'm having another show with a guest out of the UK. So
good.
I have shows different times, but regularly every Wednesday, depending on what my schedules are.
Great, and your show is about the entrepreneurship?
Yeah, my show focuses on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. Yeah, I don't know, were you listening to the guest I had on?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, so you can get it in the archive. I had a guest on, and she spoke about the tips that we all need before we purchase a computer. Because you know that entrepreneurs, a lot of time, they don't have all the information that they need to do proper investment. So she spent an hour this morning teaching the listeners how to purchase. And then because I left the second segment of the show open, I'm now dealing with committing to your dream.
Okay. And
all
what's
right.
The name of the show again? Computer or what?
I beg your pardon?
What's the name of the show?
My show?
Yes.
It's called A New Day. How did you get the number to call me now?
Well, I just searched on Blog Talk Radio on air.
Ah.
And I saw your show.
Wonderful, wonderful, yep. Yes, and my name is Daphne Clark Hudson. So if you research that, then you'll see all the other things that I'm involved in. So what do you do? Are you an entertainer?
Go ahead, go again, please.
Are you an entertainer? What do you do?
All right. On the show, my show, OZFM, as I said before, it is the entertainment. I speak with our comedians on my show, too, from Jamaica. And I just have fun, play the latest music, let persons just enjoy themselves for about 1 hour.
Yeah. So let me ask you, what do you do with your real time? What's your career? What's your occupation? What's your vocation? Is radio full-time for you?
No, no. What I normally do when I'm not on Blog Talk Radio, I will go to university to study broadcast journalism.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so you are in university studying. Wonderful,
yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So after you finish with your studies, are you going back to Jamaica?
Yes.
Good, good.
But I hope to live in the United States.
All right, well, you have to do more than hope. You, if that's something you want, you put it out there and it will happen. You have to put make your request known, you know? The
mm-hmm.
Lord is always granting favors and granting miracles.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, so I hope you can continue to listen as I finish this portion on committing to your dream.
Okay, great. I'll
All right.
continue to listen.
All right. So if there's anything else I can do to help you and Andrew, please do not hesitate to call me. I am here to serve and add value. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook. And just Google my name and you'll see all the things I'm involved in. And if there's a way I can serve you and add value, I'm here for you.
Before you go, I'm trying to get by the show on and I'm not getting it back.
Say that again.
I'm trying to get by the show on, but unfortunately I'm not seeing it.
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
I'm trying to get the show on.
So you can hear it?
Yes, but I'm not seeing it again.
Just go. Do you have my name?
Go again.
Go back to where it says on.
Yes.
And then I think you can click from there. All right?
Okay, then. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. You have a great day.
Same to you.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we're going to continue. That was a future. No, not a host. Not a future. But that was another host from Blog Talk Radio that called in to ask me some information about having his show. You know, we are all here to serve and to add value. So I pray that little information that I gave him helped. And, you know, as he mentioned about what's happening in Jamaica, I just want to ask all my listeners, wherever you are, to send a prayer out to the people and the nation of Jamaica. We know that God is in the business of healing, not only to heal individuals, but to heal a nation that is troubled. And right now, I call on the Holy Spirit to present itself right there in Kingston, still the turmoil that is happening. Father God, I beseech you, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to send your angels to Jamaica from the East Coast, from the West Coast, from the South Coast, from all the way up to Jamaica, Lord G, all the way up to Kingston, Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending your angels of deliverance there right now, Lord. Deliver the people, Father God. Heal the people's hearts, Lord Jesus. Bring peace to the island of Jamaica. Father God, protect the police, protect the army, protect the citizens of Jamaica. Go into each heart, Lord Jesus. Help the people to listen to you and not to all that's going on around them, Lord Jesus. Right now, Father God, I just thank you that you will grant my request right now, Father God, that Jamaica needs you. The people needs you, Father God. The people needs your direction. The people needs your healing right now. As I pray on this radio show, Father God, I thank you that you believe and love the people of Jamaica as much as you do. And right as I'm sitting here in the United States of America, I know that you are there in the midst of the turmoil. Turmoil, be still in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you that I can come to you with an open, grateful heart on behalf of my people in Jamaica, my family, my friends, my co-workers, all around Jamaica, but more so in Kingston right now, Lord. Bring peace. Bring understanding to the people. Surround them with your angels and protection. Deliver them from any disaster that is set off to devastate that island. I thank you, Jesus, that you are present there in protecting those people. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Father God. Yes, let us continue here. I really thank Andrew for calling, because I spoke last night with my friend, and it slipped me to mention on the upper part of the show about what the island was experiencing. So I thank Andrew for calling me so that we could talk a little bit about that. All right, so let's continue here. How do we know when there's grist in our mill? When we feel the comfort zone acting up, there's grist in the mill. If we discard the grist, that is, honor the comfort zone's dictates. We have crushed wheat if we use the grist to learn the lessons at hand. That is, continue on our committed course. Despise the protestations of the comfort zone. We have the bouquet of flower. Keep agreements with others is, of course, an excellent method for getting what we want from them. If we keep our agreements, people learn to trust us. If we break our agreements, they don't. It's hard to imagine people giving something of substance to someone they don't trust. You know, we often hear, especially as entrepreneurs, we are often told that people do business with people that they trust and love. And that is so true. Although people may say, oh, that's all right, when we make our apologies, it is seldom truly all right with people. Faithfulness in keeping an appointment is an act of clear dishonesty. Unfaithfulness in keeping an appointment is an act of clear dishonesty. Horace Mann explained 150 years ago, you may as well borrow a person's money as his time. Although keeping agreements is a good technique for building trust with others, the real reason for keeping agreements is for building trust with ourselves. If we frequently break agreements, either with another or ourselves, we have trained ourselves to ignore our own word. So committing to something means nothing. Committing then to a big dream is about as significant as saying, we will learn to fly. Sounds nice. It would be fun, but it's not going to happen. Committing to a dream is not sometime occurrence, It must be done daily, hourly, continually. We must choose to commit to our choice over and over. The best way to keep your word is not to give it. Napoleon Bonaparte. The test of this commitment is action. If we say, I commit to being a great dancer, and then don't practice, that's not a commitment. That's just talk. Controversially, if we were practicing dance, we don't need to tell ourselves how committed we are. Our action is our demonstrated commitment. When we commit to act, we are confronted by the comfort zone. The temptation is to stop. If we move ahead, anyway, we expand the comfort zone, learn a necessary lesson, and the commitment becomes stronger. That causes us to come up against the comfort zone again, and the process continues. Here are some suggestions to make you keep your commitment. Don't make commitments you don't plan to keep. Some people are so casual about making arrangements. Talk to you tomorrow. Let's get together next week. And one of our favorites, I'll give him a call you back. You will? What if he doesn't want to talk to us? Most people like to pretend that these casual commitments don't count. That's not true. Every time we give our word, it counts. For the most part, most people give it entirely too often. Our word is our precious commodity and should be treated as such. Imagine a commitment as a precious jewel. When you give it to someone, it has the jewel. When you keep the commitment, the jewel is returned to you. If you fail to keep the arrangement, however, the jewel is gone forever. This is true of arrangements with yourself as well. If we hold this jewel, imagine each time we give our word, we tend to be more careful. This image is not a metaphor. It is a reality. Our word is a precious jewel, and each time we give it, we risk losing it. Don't take that risk unless you plan to cover your assets. Number two. Learn to say no. When we commit to a dream, one of the great tests of our sincerity is whether we say no to things not on the way to that dream. If we commit to moving to another city, for example, temptations from the city we have not yet left appear. We are given a raise and a promotion. We hear about larger, better, less expensive apartments. A 24-hour gourmet restaurant that delivers opens and we meet someone wonderful. If we are really committed to moving to all of this, we must say no. Talk about the comfort zone acting up. Wait until someone wonderful calls and invites you out, or worse, in. On the same evening you plan to go over the street maps of the street you plan to move to. Ouch. Beyond this, we are programmed to feel uncomfortable saying no to people we know. We are always programmed to automatically know all strangers. This dual programming makes for a small circle of friends with whom we do things we don't necessarily like. To pursue a big dream, we must learn to say no to both programmings. Number three, make conditional arrangements. Doctors learn to say, I'll be there unless I get a call from the hospital. You can too. If there is potentially something more important than the agreement you are about to make, let the other person know, I'd love to have lunch unless I get a call back from my audition. I can make it unless Greenpeace calls. Or yes, I'll do it if I can find a sitter for the kids. Do not, however, use this as a substitute for saying no. That turns your big dream into a big excuse and robs it of some of its power. Use the condition only with agreements you want to and plan to keep. Number four, keep the commitments to you. As an exercise, practice keeping all agreements you make, no matter how difficult, no matter how costly. This will do two things. First, it will build strength, character, and inner trust. Secondly, it will keep you to your unread suggestions, 1, 2, and 3, and follow them more carefully. Always do sober what you said you do drunk. That will teach you to keep your mouth shut. Ernest Hemingway. Number five, write commitments down. Keep a calendar of some kind and write agreements down, including agreements you make with yourself. Don't just say, I'm exercising tomorrow morning. Write it down. Make it as an important agreement with another. You might want to write on a sheet of paper, all agreements with myself shall be in writing. Everything else is just a good idea. Then place the paper somewhere you can read it often. Eventually, there will be a difference between commitments you make with yourself and those things that would be nice, would be useful, but are not going to happen. Number six, renegotiate at the earliest opportunity. As soon as possible, conflict arises. Contact the person with whom you have an agreement, unless the original agreement was conditional. However, the way in which you renegotiate an agreement is important. Something more important than my agreement with you has come up. It's not the best way. It's a form of breaking the agreement just in advance. I know I have an agreement with you, and I still plan to keep it, but something important has come up, and I wonder if you might be able to reschedule. That's asking permission. If granted, you get a second chance at reclaiming your jewel. Not granted. See number 4. And now you are ready to commit to your goals, your dreams. It's important to commit to fulfillment of a goal. Not just a certain amount of time spent pursuing the goal. Some people's commitments sound like this. I will spend 2 years pursuing this goal and see what happens. I want to share this poem with you. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness, concerns all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment of definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sort of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising it in one's favor, all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come this way. I have learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's quadrupeds. Whatever you can do or dream, you can begin it. Boldness has genius, power and magic in it. When we commit to pursuing our goals, is then pursuing. And when we will pursue, we won't get what we are pursuing, because getting it is not our goal. Pursuing is. It is fine, however, to add a time statement to your dream. When selecting a dream and making it a goal, in the earlier chapter, we projected ahead 5 years and then 1 year. We can make this any period of time you want. I will achieve this goal within 2 years. This makes it a bigger challenge, of course. We will know precisely when we have won because we put specific parameters on the goal, so much money, a certain credential, etc. Adding time to our goal lets us know precisely when we have failed too. This is important to say we want something by a certain date shows us that we must do today. Know how to make that happen. It gets us going. If we don't achieve it, it gives us a chance to look back, see what must be done definitely in the future. Correct our course, recommit, and continue on. So, add a time to your dream, and if you so choose, commit. The time to commit is now, and now, and now, and now, and now, and now, and now. People hate me because I'm a multifaceted, talented, wealthy, international, famous genus. Isn't that amazing? We all need to be able to categorize ourselves in those positive, authentic terms. Keep your goals away from the trolls. There is a type of crab that cannot be caught. It is agile and clever enough to get out of any crab trap. And yet, these crabs are caught by the thousands every day thanks to the particular human trait they possess. The trap is a wire cage with a hole at the top. Bait is placed in the cage and the crab is lowered into the water. One crab comes along, enters the cage, and begins munching on the bait. The second crab joins him, a third crab, Thanksgiving. Eventually, however, all the bait is gone. The crabs could easily climb out the side of the cage and through the hole, but they don't. They stay in the cage. Another crabs come along and join them along after the bait is gone and more. Should one of the crabs realize there is more further reason to stay in the trap and attempts to leave, the other crabs will gang up on him and stop him. They will repeatedly pull him off the side of the cage. If he is persistent, the others will tear off his claws and keep him from climbing. If he persists still, they kill him. The crabs, by force of the majority, stay together in the cage. The cage is hauled up, and it's dinner time on the pier. The chief differences between these crabs and humans is that these crabs live in water and humans on land. Anyone who has a dream, one that might get him out of what he perceives to be a trap, had best beware of the fellow inhabitants of the trap. The human crabs will call them trolls. Do not usually use physical force, although they are certainly not above it. They generally don't need it, however. They have more effective methods at hand and in mouth. Innuendo, doubt, ridicule, desertion, mockery, criticism, scorn, smearing, belittlement, humility, jeering, taunting, teasing, lying, and dozens not listed on our tozen. These are the soul cages. These are the soul cages swim to the light. The way to handle such people is the same method used by Jonathan Goffrey, Crab on His Clan. Remember that book about the crab who wasn't content to walking around? He wanted to learn underwater ballet. Jonathan, knowing the dangers of attempting departure from the cage, said, "Hey, it's fun time. water gathering of crabs. I'm going to go get some more. And he danced off to freedom. Our suggestions: keep your goals away from the trolls. People don't like to see others pursue their dreams. It reminds them how far from living their dreams they are. In talking you out of your dreams, they are talking themselves back into their own comfort zone. They will give you every rational lie they ever gave themselves. And if you don't believe them with the same degree of devotion they do, get ready for big time disappointment, disapproval. Thy brother, consider your dream a fragile seed. It's small now and needs protection and lots of nurturing. Eventually, it will be strong, stronger than the siglings and arrows of outrageous, limited people. When you have obtained your goal, then tell them about it. Even though faced with irrefutable evidence, the most common expression you'll hear will be, "I don't believe it." If they can't believe it, if they can't believe reality, imagine how much difficulty they'd have believing your dream. This, of course, does not apply to close friends and supporters who have always believed in you and offer only encouragement. If you are not sure, tell them about a friend who has a similar dream. If their response is good for them, you're in good hands. If their response is, "What? A silly thing to do," it would be a silly thing indeed to share your goals with them. If some people should hear of your dream and start telling you all the reasons they you can't possibly do it, you can. A, walk away. B, listen to them with compassion as they describe the parameters of their own comfort zone, the ones that they keep them firmly in the trap until it is hauled up. You can have anything you want if you want it desperately enough. You must want it with the inner exuberance that erupts through the skin and joins the energy that creates the world. You have the power to create the life you want. You have the power to create the success you want. It is in your hand. Do not allow the trolls to rob you. You have got to create a dream. You have got to uphold that dream. If you can't, go back to the factory or go back to the desk. But as an entrepreneur, you have the ability to create the result you want. It is all in our power. We keep blaming circumstances. Instead of blaming the circumstances, we need to dissect those circumstances and realize the lessons that we learn during that process. I want to take this time to welcome Miss Pretty to the show. And Miss Pretty, if you have a question or a remark, I ask you to just type it or voice it. I just want to just welcome you for your support and encourage you to maybe call in, or if you have a comment or suggestion, recommendation, and, you know, just maybe tell me what it has been for you to really stay committed to your dreams. I know you came on a bit late, but I encourage you to please go to the segment, the first part of the show, the 10 to 11 a.m. segment, and just listen. There were some wonderful tips there given by Miss Computer Lady, and some of the insights that we need to have before we go out to listen for, not listen, but to purchase a computer. The things always happen that you really believe in, and the belief in the things make it happen. So, before we have the successful million-dollar business, and we have to start seeing it and believing in it, you know? So we have to start seeing the success and believing and experiencing the success that we are believing in. You know, I want to again ask everyone out there, and just to ask you to continue to pray for the people in Jamaica, and, you know, just send miracles their way, and just for peace to come to the island there. There's a lot of turmoil out there. And, oh, all we can do is to pray. And just pray for the best. And know that peace will come. Peace will come to the people there in Jamaica. I'm telling you, I believe that strongly, that God will present himself there and just bring peace to the people there in Jamaica. We have 12 minutes remaining here on the show. I want to encourage you to call and to call me if you have something, or if you want to just pray openly here on the show. If you want to pray here on the show for the people and the situation in Jamaica, I encourage you to call. We have 11 minutes remaining, and the number to call is 646-915-8166. And while I wait for your call to pray, I just want to remind you about the Vision Conference that is coming up September 2nd through the 4th at the Heritage Hotel in Salisbury, Heritage Golf and Spa Hotel. The Vision Weekend Conference is designed to shape your vision for greater success. So we look forward to seeing you there. I want to again encourage you to check my blog out, queenofthempoweredsoul.blogspot.com. Also, the visionweekendconference.com. Check that site out and register for the conference. Give us a call for your group rates of 10 or more. We have an amazing price for you for group rates. So get your 10 people up and call us, and we will tell you the price for that. The numbers to call is 718-753-0244, 860-355-9838, 203-885-9434. And I just want to encourage you to support us. We have some amazing speakers that will be there. We have people who have committed majority of their lives to turning around entrepreneurship. So you won't want to miss that conference. All right. So we have 9 minutes remaining, and I have asked you if you want to call in and pray openly on the show for the island of Jamaica and for what they're going through. I want to read one more quote from John Updike. Any activity becomes creative when the doer creates about doing it right. So we have the power. We are equipped with everything that we need. Every creator, painful experience, the chance between his inner vision and his ultimate expression. So again, that's another affirmation to let you know that you have the power to do what it is you want to do. Take a music bath once or twice a week for a few seasons, and you will find that it is the soul that the water bath is to the body. Again, let me read that again. God, this is powerful. Take a music bath once or twice a week for a few seasons, and you will find that it is to the soul what the water bath is to the body. And that's a quote or a statement by Oliver Wendell Holmes. Again, we have the power. We have the power to create all the things. I've got to keep breathing. I'll be my worst business mistake if I don't. So keep going. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up. Just keep plunging. Keep going. Success is not the result of spontaneous combustion. You must set yourself on fire. So if success is going to be, it definitely has to be up to you. Helen Keller says, many persons have a wrong idea of what constitutes true happiness. It is not obtaining through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose. And that's another powerful, powerful, powerful statement. True silence is the rest of the mind. It is to the spirit what sleep is to the body. Nourishment and refreshment. And that's a quote that comes from William Penn. Thank you, Miss Pretty, for you say you love my voice. Thank you. God is good. God is good. You know, once we open our mouths, he just come bursting out of it. We never know. You know, it is all God. I'm telling you, my sister, it is all about God, you know. I turn up and I ask him to just show off. I turn up and he shows off. God is good. I am telling you, God is so good. So again, I thank all of you who have listened to the show today. I thank you if you are listening on the archive. I want to encourage you to check my blog out, queenoftheempoweredsoul.blogspot.com. I want you to check it out, send me an email, or write a comment there. Show a sister some love. And I want you also to check the website out for the visionweekendconference.com. Early bird registration is on. If you're looking to do a group, give us a call at 718-753-0244, 860-355-9838, or 203-885-9434. I love you. I thank God for you. I request you to continue to pray for the island of Jamaica, and to ask God to dispatch all his angels to that sunny, beautiful island that I love so much. And that is the island of my birth, Jamaica. God, I thank you for your healing presence there right now. And for those of you who are listening, remember you have a destiny to follow. And I just want you to do that. Just stay blessed.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Hallelujah.
come on, see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
Station. This broadcast will begin just after this brief message.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx? We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
Hey.
I use WebEx to record it.
I realized that.
Oh, yeah, that's why I turned it on. That's good, so I don't get it ringing on the thing. So I just turn it on the people we hear I'm on the radio.
Start a WebEx. Connect online.
Yeah.
On your computer.
So how are you doing?
With
I'm good. I'm proud of myself. I walked last night.
You can even pass
I walked the night before. I was out last night walking 10 o'clock because by the time I come back from the studio and everything, you know. But I do. Girl, I'm not watching TV. I didn't even know they have uprising in Jamaica. How you see it? How do I see it on the internet? Huh? Yeah, but I don't look on the news. That's shame. I live a illiterate life. All right, I'm going to go back there and look because my friend was talking to me and then this man called me on the radio show and then he's from Jamaica, going to school in Miami. So he was telling me, that is what he said to me. So Pat, you know, Pat that used to do the sign language at church, she went to, she lived in Florida. And then she was talking to Javonte, so she asked me if I didn't know what was happening. And Javonte said, Mommy, you don't see what's happening in Jamaica. But you know when he talking on the calling card, everything, you don't have long time to say everything. So, they said that the biggest drug dealer is out there and they want him to come back. Right, and then, yeah, they're protecting him. Because when, I guess he must finance the prime minister that's there now. Because they say he died in Tivoli. That's a bad labor place. So I just was here. I prayed on the radio and everything. Yeah. He up in the hills. Yeah, but you know he's starting his little juice business and stuff. And he wanted to go down to the university campus. But by now, I don't think they would all go down there now. They would be smart. No, not to. You know. Yeah. So, what happened last night? I called you, didn't answer something. No, I didn't call you. You were supposed to call me. I know. I thought you were going to call me at home because I had this. I had this show for the little girl. With the little girl, one of the little girl was singing. One of the host family. I know this little girl since she was 6. Oh Jesus, Trish. The kid have a voice on her. Because she wants to be an opera singer. Yeah. So I'm telling you, man. Yep. Oh, see this man. Because I'm alone and here, I didn't realize somebody was in the chat room saying, I love Jamaica. And then when I pray, he said, thank God, I didn't even see Jamaica. I can't go back. I can't concentrate on going from the room to the thing. So I'm praying to get me a producer that will help me. Yeah, so we try to monetize. I think I told you the wrong name of the place. It's Carlsbad. Spell it. I think that's so. And it is up north like you told me? Because somebody was saying it's down close to Mexico. So, and that San Diego airport is the closest? Because that's what the guy told me. So I didn't look yet for nothing. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, pretty. I won't have time to enjoy the area, but I'm so glad for the opportunity, Trish. This man has been working with entrepreneurs for over 40 years. I'm just praying that I can get him to come to the conference up here that I just launched my, because I'm going for the training in